Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Punita Bakshi with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates newly built campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar, says rejuvenation of the university symbolizes capacity and might of emerging India. National capital continues to grapple with water crisis. Today is World Sickle Cell Day. Prime Minister reiterates government's commitment to overcome the disease. Rescue operation in full swing to evacuate stranded tourists in flood-hit Sikkim. Incessant rain in Assam and Arunachal Pradesh batters normal life in many districts. And in women's cricket, second one-day international of the three-match series between South Africa and India underway in Bengaluru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said knowledge can play a crucial role in making India developed by the year 2047. Addressing a gathering of students and faculty members at Sushma Swaraj Auditorium in Nalanda University in Rajgir, Mr. Modi said India can achieve position of superpower by strengthening its education and knowledge system. The Prime Minister inaugurated the newly built campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar. He said the Nalanda University was a great example of our identity and traditions to the world. He said rejuvenation of the Nalanda University in its new form symbolizes the capacity and might of emerging India.
नालंदा ये केवल नाम नहीं है, नालंदा एक पहचान है, नालंदा एक मूल्य है, नालंदा एक मंत्र है, गौरव है, गाथा है, नालंदा है उद्घोष इस सत्य का कि आग की लपटों में पुस्तकें भले जल जाएं, लेकिन आग की लपटें ज्ञान को नहीं मिटा सकती। नालंदा के ध्वंस ने भारत को अंधकार से भर दिया था, अब इसकी पुनर्स्थापना भारत के स्वर्णिम युग की शुरुआत करने जा रहा है। अपने प्राचीन अवशेषों के समीप नालंदा का नवजागरण, ये नया कैंपस विश्व को भारत के सामर्थ्य का परिचय देगा।
Mr. Modi said his government is working on the ethos of our ancient traditions, so we are promoting development and environment conservation together. The Prime Minister said International Solar Alliance is also such a step which we are promoting. Mr. Modi reiterated that his government is trying to re-establish India as a big knowledge center by providing it a new identity in education sector.
आज पूरी दुनिया की दृष्टि भारत पर है, भारत के युवाओं पर है। दुनिया बुद्ध के इस देश के साथ, मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चलना चाहती है। आप देखिए, जब भारत कहता है वन अर्थ वन फैमिली एंड वन फ्यूचर, तो विश्व उसके साथ खड़ा होता है।
स्पीकिंग ऑन द ओकेजन, डॉक्टर जयशंकर सेड they are witnessing the revival of a global bridge of learning that can build relationships even further than in the past. Education, training and capacity building are the most effective ways of promoting international understanding, he said. Lauding the history of the ancient university, Bihar CM Nitish Kumar said the Nalanda University has a glorious history. In the ancient times, the Nalanda University was identified as a center of education. The Prime Minister also visited the ruins of ancient Nalanda University, which has been accorded as World Heritage. Bihar Governor Rajendra Arlekar, Deputy Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Sinha and other delegates were present at the new campus of Nalanda University. Ambassadors from 17 countries also attended the event. The ruins of ancient Nalanda comprise the archaeological remains of a monastic and scholastic institution. National capital Delhi continues to grapple with the water crisis, with long queues of people forming at water tanker distribution points across the city. Residents of the national capital are seen gathering around tankers with plastic canisters and buckets to collect water. The situation has triggered widespread protests, vandalism and political confrontations throughout the country. NDMC area is also affected by the water shortage. Speaking to the media, NDMC Vice Chairperson Satish Upadhyay accused the Delhi government of protecting the tanker mafia and tender mafia and engaging in corruption. He further urged people and associations to use water judiciously. The Delhi government has alleged that the BJP government in Haryana is stopping Delhi's water supply as part of a political conspiracy. Speaking to the media in New Delhi today, Delhi Water Minister Atishi said that she has written a letter to the Prime Minister requesting his immediate intervention to resolve the issue. Ahead of Haryana Assembly polls, former Haryana Congress leader Kiran Chaudhary and her daughter Shruti Chaudhary have joined BJP. They were inducted into the party in the presence of Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, MP Manohar Lal Khattar and other party leaders in New Delhi today. After joining BJP, Ms. Kiran praised the public welfare initiatives undertaken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. She expressed her dedication to working for the welfare of Haryana and its people under the BJP banner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is leveraging the power of technology to overcome the challenges related to sickle cell disease. On World Sickle Cell Day, Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to overcome this disease. In a social media post, he said, last year, the center launched the National Sickle Cell Anemia Elimination Mission and has been working on various aspects, including creating awareness, universal screening, early detection and proper care. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said the government is focusing on promoting early diagnosis, ensuring access to treatment and enhancing the quality of care for those affected by the disease. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar addressed a program organized on the occasion of World Sickle Cell Day in Dindori, Madhya Pradesh, today. He said, tribal society is our identity and it has a huge contribution to India's economy. Mr. Dhankar said, when the country completes 100 years of its independence in 2047, the country will also be free from sickle cell disease. He said that by including the treatment of sickle cell disease in Ayushman card, the government has proved its resolve to eliminate this disease.
रिसर्च और इनोवेशन पर माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी नरेंद्र मोदी का बहुत ध्यान रहा है इस रोग के लिए हमें ज्यादा रिसर्च करने की आवश्यकता है इसके उपचार अनुमूलन से ही हो सकता है पर इसके साइड इफेक्ट जो होते हैं साइकोलॉजिकल होते हैं रिसर्च के माध्यम से उनको कुंठित करना इस पर हमारा प्रयास जारी रहना चाहिए टेक्निकल इंस्टीट्यूट्स साइंटिफिक रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट्स उनसे सहयोग साबित कर इस मामले में आगे बढ़ाओ हर्बल प्लांट्स ज्यादा महत्वपूर्ण बीमारी का दुष्प्रचार नहीं होना चाहिए इसको रोकने का होना चाहिए सभी को सकारात्मक रवैया अपनाना चाहिए
Union Tribal Affairs Minister Joel Oram today said that the biggest misconception about sickle cell disease is that it only affects tribal people. He was addressing a national conclave on awareness generation on sickle cell disease at AIIMS, New Delhi. Mr. Oram said the treatment should be viewed from a human development lens. The minister added that ground-level work at Gram Panchayats and Anganwadis is necessary to check the disease. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
In flood-affected Sikkim, rescue, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing to mitigate the sufferings of the affected people, particularly of the most affected parts of Lachun and Chungthang in Mangan district. Around 1,300 stranded tourists have been evacuated by Tuesday from the flood-affected areas to safer places. The evacuation of remaining tourists stranded in North Sikkim is expected to be completed today itself. Mangan District Collector Hem Kumar Chetri told Akashwani News that the evacuation process will be completed by this afternoon.
Today is the third day of evacuation. So by afternoon today, we will be completing the evacuation process. Only three people are left at Changthang who are sick and admitted in the hospital, and they are not in position to walk. So they will be evacuated later once the weather improves. Otherwise, everybody has now been evacuated. They are on the way to Mangan from Changthang.
In Assam, incessant rain has thrown life out of gear in many districts. Over 1.6 lakh people are reeling under the fury of floods in 15 districts. Five persons were killed due to landslide at Karimganj district last night. All schools at Karimganj district will remain closed today and tomorrow. Waterlogging has also been reported at many places in Guwahati city. Road communication is disrupted in several flood-affected districts. Incessant heavy rains continue to lash Arunachal Pradesh for the past few days. IMD has issued red alert in East Kamen, Papumpare and Lower Diban Valley districts. It has also issued orange alert for 9 districts and yellow for the rest. A portion of the NH415 has been washed away by flash flood at Karsingya area, thereby completely halting the vehicular movement along Nirjuli Bandardeva stretch of the highway. In view of this, the Itanagar District Administration has ordered closure of the highway from Nirjuli to Bandardeva and diversion of traffic through Gumto Road for the period till restoration of the road. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that North India is expected to experience partial respite from heatwave tomorrow and the day after due to a western disturbance impacting the region. Talking exclusively to Akashwani, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, as the western disturbance affects the northern parts of the country, isolated thunderstorms and light rainfall is likely over Punjab, Haryana and Delhi. However, the relief will be temporary. He said that the national capital is expected to witness fall in temperature by 1 to 2 degrees Celsius today. However, the night temperature in the city will remain on the high side. He added, the city recorded the warmest night ever in the June month since 1969. Regarding the frequent heat waves and higher temperatures prevailing over North and Central India, Mr. Jenamani said that the combination of local common factors such as absence of the active western disturbances and rainfall for almost 2 months, along with El Nino, has attributed to these severe conditions. He added that some respite is expected in the coming days as El Nino is receding.
As I told, it is the dry spell and the absence of the WD and El Nino, as it is receding also, we have a frequent heat wave spell. We had in April, then in May and now in June also. So it is attributed to combination of local factor and also part of El Nino also. But anyhow, El Nino already receding actually and La Nina can set up any time in the monsoon season.
On southwest monsoon, the IMD said that monsoon is expected to advance over central India and eastern India for the next 5 days. A scorching heat wave has turned this year's Hajj pilgrimage into a tragedy, with over 550 pilgrims dying from extreme temperatures exceeding 50 degrees Celsius. Egypt has suffered the most losses, with at least 320 pilgrims succumbing to heat stroke and related illnesses. In women's cricket's second one-day international of three-match series between South Africa and India is underway in Bengaluru. Put into bat first, India were 31 for no loss in 10.4 overs a short while ago. Earlier, South African skipper Laura Walvoord won the toss and opted to bowl. In the first match on Sunday, the women in blue defeated South Africa by a huge margin of 143 runs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates newly built campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar, says rejuvenation of the university symbolizes capacity and might of emerging India. National capital continues to grapple with water crisis. Today is World Sickle Cell Day. Prime Minister reiterates government's commitment to overcome the disease. Rescue operation in full swing to evacuate stranded tourists in flood-hit Sikkim. Incessant rain in Assam and Arunachal Pradesh batters normal life in many districts. And in women's cricket, second one-day international of three-match series between South Africa and India underway in Bengaluru. And with that, we end the midday news.